For the third time today, Crystal, I'm going to say I hate turning music down to talk to people whose music I love, but here you are. I was so happy to see you.
Ah, you're most welcome to turn it down. Glad to see you too.
So we are talking to Crystal Choi from Phoebe Rings, whose beautiful music you can hear in the background here. And the reason for the season is that I'm holding in my hand a 12-inch EP, the self-titled Phoebe Rings EP, out on Car Park Records. It's so exciting, and this is an EP that we've heard most of the songs of before, but it's through a lovely turn of events that it's all being it's all happening all over again in a much bigger way.
Yeah, it's been reintroduced, given a new life.
Yeah, that's so cool. So I have to say I was very fortunate to be there at the very first show of Phoebe Rings, and ever since then I've just been marvelling at the way your kind of dream pop sound has expanded and your fans have gathered. Tell us about the history of Phoebe Rings.
Well, you have modestly said that you have witnessed, you know, just watched the first gig, but in fact you have organised the first gig for us.
Oh, well, look, you know, you get a feeling for when something's going to be amazing, don't you?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I remember you were telling me you were organising this event called Outsider.
Outsider Sounds with Bob Frisbee, yeah. At the town hall upstairs.
Yeah, in a very unexpected little nook area.
Normally it's just a place for getting your asparagus rolls and like hobnobbing, right? But it was cool.
It was cool. And yeah, that was 2020, just before the lockdown
really
happened.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I know. We were very oblivious and it was a very fun show. It was just a really good opportunity to get all of the compositions from my post kind of uni era. And well, you know, I always wanted to get a band together, but I just didn't know what the formation was going to be or what the genre was going to be. Mm-hmm. Had some years of little like wonders and struggles, and then eventually found people that I really wanted to collaborate with. And yeah, sometimes I asked and sometimes I got asked, and you know, it was a mix of asking and being asked, and the band formed.
Yeah, tell us who's in the band, because it's a bit of a supergroup.
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, one of my, yeah, they're all like my favourite musicians and songwriters. Benjamin Locke on bass, who also has a project called Sea Views.
Beautiful.
And Simeon Carvana-Vincent, who you also know as Lucky Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Freer, who is also known as AC Freezy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who it's also a real team.
It is. Yeah, I still can't believe how amazing our friends are, and I feel very lucky.
I feel the same. Well, so you played the first show, you started to kind of dream the dream, and then slowly but surely, like that song we just listened to there, Cheshire, was the first single, am I right?
Yes,
yeah,
right.
And that came out, and then, you know, we were all kind of like starry-eyed, and then some more songs came out, and then the EP came out.
In 2021.
2021, and then it disappeared. Suddenly we were all wondering what was going on. The EP disappeared offline, and, you know, is there something gone wrong? What's happened? But no, tell us the story.
Yeah, well, we have been... So Liz from The Beths mm-hmm. have introduced Todd from Car Park ages ago, but Todd was very kind enough to keep being in contact, keep being in touch with us. And then he was just asking, you know, every so often, is anything finished yet? is anything done yet? And then when we have actually recorded all of our LP songs, which is to be released, he was like, okay, let's do it. And then he decided to try and, you know, give our EP another shot, like overseas, so that, you know, the crowd can kind of get to know us a little bit before the LP drop.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured there was some strategy behind disappearing. And and Car Park Records, for those who don't know, is a really well-loved US indie label and home to the Beths.
Yeah, and they love New Zealand artists.
Seems like it.
Because there's Hans Puckett as well.
Hans Puckett, Sina, yeah, absolutely. You'd be forgiven for thinking it was a New Zealand label, but they're just sort of fiending for it. I love it. It's so cool. And so, yeah, and then there's an extra track on the 12-inch, is that right?
That is right. It is Daisy, which is a... Well, it is a new song, but it is a very old song to me because it was one of the first songs I've ever... written up after I graduated from uni.
Oh, and did you find it kind of did you find it kind of hidden behind a curtain, or did you had you always wanted to do something with it?
It was hidden. We actually have played it. The members can't even remember that we played it in our first ever gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at that Outsider Sounds, but it didn't quite work for me, so I hid it in the archive for a bit, but then we needed a bonus track for the album, EP re-release, and we're like, oh my god, they asked if there's anything that's saved in our voice memos, and I went, oh, there is one. But it was an unfinished song that I didn't really like the ending of, but the band members just kind of got the form sussed.
Oh, good.
And we recorded it in like under 2 weeks.
Wow, amazing. That's so cool. So we're going to finish on that song in a little bit, but are we supposed to not talk about the fact that you've finished recording an album? Is that supposed to be a big surprise for later on, or
I don't think so. I don't think, because before we re-released this EP, we were the thing that we were saying in all the interviews was we've got an album on the way.
Yeah.
So there, yeah, it's not gone. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's just waiting to be released. So hopefully we'll release that maybe next year, middle of next year.
Cool. Oh, well, let's listen to a little bit of Lazy Universe, and then we'll come back and we'll finish on Daisy. And then we'll reveal your tour dates and where people can come and catch you after they've fallen in love with these songs. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Being stuck in that hole. Are you okay in your lazy universe?
Love it. That's Lazy Universe, also from the self-titled EP, which you can get on vinyl now, right?
Yes, correct.
It's out. Get it. And is it white vinyl? Am I dreaming? What colour vinyl is it?
It's not quite white.
Milky clear.
Yeah.
Get it right, Crawley. Milky clear vinyl. And beautiful songs, beautiful songs. This song's called Lazy Universe. We're going to finish on a song called Daisy, which is the new single. There's a video for it. Who made the video?
We made it ourselves.
Well.
With the where there are scenes where like there are three of us, it's filmed by our wonderful friend Yuriko Ota, and the other shots were filmed by me.
Nice. Oh, I love a little self-made video. It's the way to go. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about where people can see you play these songs live.
Ooh, well, you know, you can probably see us live and get a vinyl at the same time.
Maybe this Saturday at Flying Out?
Yes, correct.
2 o'clock?
Yeah, 2 o'clock.
Awesome. And also, that will just be like a little taster, you know, get the vinyl, kind of maybe get it signed by your new celebrity favourites, Phoebe Rings. And then Thursday the 14th of November at Neck of the Woods, the full blown, is that right? Thursday the 14th of November?
Yes, Neck of the Woods, yeah.
Oh, good.
Thursday, 14th of November, correct. Yes. And if you're in South Island, 9th of November is Space Academy.
Yep.
Christchurch. And Wellington is 16th of November.
That's right. I was looking at Under the Radar, but for those dates, but you just remembered them straight off. It's really good.
Yeah, I had to memorize it this morning.
I was trying to sound like I had memorized it, but anyway. So this Saturday at Flying Out, 2 o'clock, and also all around the country in November. That's so exciting. Well, I'm going to let people listen to Daisy, and thank you again so much for popping up.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for giving us our debut gig.
Well, may I never give you your last gig. May you never stop. And you're so welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
And also, if people want to see our debut collaboration, yours and mine, they can if they want to, right? Like this, I think we were co-stars sitting next to each other in a Jonathan Bree music video once upon a time.
Oh my goodness, we did.
Mm.
I totally forgot about that. We were both playing keys.
Playing keys.
Miming keys.
Yeah, miming keys. You were probably playing keys. I was probably being like,
It doesn't matter. People don't even recognize us because we were wearing masks.
That's right, I shouldn't have said anything. I'm going to let the song play. Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Next to me.